During the dress rehearsal of the play after the gospel was read by the deacon, I told all the boys and girls that I was going to give a really long homily for Christmas this year. And one of the little girls went, oh man. She's no longer here at All Saints. All of creation brings gifts for the Lord on his birthday and rolls out the red carpet for him. The trees, they put on lights. The food becomes sweeter. The angels sing a song. The desert gives the manger. The heavens a star. Kings from far off lands brings gifts. Shepherds give their admiration. The earth gives a cave, and mankind gives the Virgin Mother. What is our gift to the Lord? After all, it is his birthday, not ours. Sometimes we can lose track of that and the gifts that we receive and think it's about us, but really, it's about him. So what is our gift to the Lord? We can ask that question in pondering the first Christmas hymn. What was the first Christmas hymn? And who wrote it? It wasn't Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Frosty the Snowman. Rather, the first Christmas hymn is one that we heard at the beginning of Mass and the children sang as well. The first Christmas hymn, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. That's what the angels were singing when they greeted our Lord. It's their song. In this hymn, we see what Christmas is all about. The angels sing of God's glory at the person of Jesus Christ becoming man. God's glory in the person of our Lord. This is the meaning of Christmas. And in this angel's song, it contains a word which moves humanity, I think, more than any other. Peace. In this season, this word moves us because of all the hustle and bustle of the season, going around and buying gifts and the cooking and the planning and getting everything perfect for our Lord. But not only in this season, every season, every place, on the world stage, this word, peace, is so longed for. Tension and strife among politicians, among countries, society on edge. Peace after perhaps the most unpeaceful century on record, with two world wars, terrorism. We long for peace. It is a word, though, which means more than just an absence of war. Benedict XVI says that it denotes a well-being, a world in which trust and brotherhood rule, a world without fear or people being deprived of what they need to survive, a world in which there is no cunning or lying to get your selfish desires. In this beautiful hymn, the angels sing. The angels give us the condition for peace. And that condition is giving glory to God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men of goodwill. Peace comes by glorifying God. So the question is, how do we glorify God in our lives? God is glorified in the person of Jesus Christ. Do we recognize him as our Lord and King and follow his every word? Do we follow his church? For Christ and the church are inseparable. Do we keep the commandments and see him in all that we meet? This glorifies him, yes. We see what he really desires and wants from us in the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother. After the word became flesh in her womb, she sang out, "My soul magnifies the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. He wants ourselves. He wants us, our hearts, our minds, our souls, our very person. He gives us so much. This life is a gift from Him. And so we use it to glorify Him. And in turn, He gives us the great gift of peace. God became man to dwell among us. He came to walk with us, to share our life with us, to be with us in joys and sorrows. And He comes to us, not as a king surrounded by His armies and influential men and women, but unarmed, surrounded by the humble, the poor, vulnerable. He wants us to approach Him. We approach Him with our heart and mind and soul. We live our life to glorify Him. And we do that every Sunday. At Mass, we are in the presence of the King, the same one born on this Christmas. If God is glorified in the person of Jesus Christ, we glorify God by glorifying our Lord Jesus. Here at Mass, we glorify Him. It is what the Mass is all about. In fact, every single Mass is Christmas. For God becomes flesh, becomes man, to dwell among us, right on the altar. We, like He giving Himself to us, give ourselves to Him here. And in turn, we have peace, and not just in this life, but for all eternity. Merry Christmas.